Now, bro, give me 4%. 4.5. I'll bite your hand off.
Yo, people, it's your boy Kenny from Property Strap. Who else is here today?
Got your boy Akin in the building.
Goats.
And today we're going to do things a bit different. We're going to review videos that you've sent us or that we've seen that we think there's a lot to talk about.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of viral videos going out there touching on a lot of important like property topics or related topics just in general. So we're going to react to them, give you our opinions and then go from there, really.
Let's get to it.
Come on. This is from Good Morning Britain, yeah?
I do worry about the concept, and I've had people say to me, I'm going to wait until rates go back to normal. And I think that's a really dangerous thing to say. What is tough for anybody under, say, the age of 35 to understand is the last 15-odd years, you know, from...
Years over 35. Most people...
I'm over 35, so...
No, but... What he said is that most people are saying they're gonna wait for the interest rates to go down. Are you hearing that, or is that just my man talking?
Yeah, man. Because I mean, it'd be interesting to see what else he says. But in my head, I'm thinking I've heard that what we've been living in the past, say 10 years, for me personally, because my property journey was 10 years or less ago, right? Mm. Apparently, is a fallacy. It's a great situation. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to, when I started, it was like 2-4%. Mm. And I was still like, oh, they've just offered me 4%. I had 2%, bro.
Yeah, 2% at one point.
2.9, yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah. Right. So, but for me, having 4% back in those days was like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, sorry, I want better deal. But now, bro, give me 4%, 4.5, I'll bite your hand off.
It's nuts. If you like still got anything fixed that's under 4, then you're in a decent place right now, I would say.
No,
like,
facts.
But yeah, let's carry on.
You know, from 2007 onwards of super low interest rates, that's the anomaly. If you look in a historic context, where rates are now, it's the normal. That's what we had roughly for the prior 300 years. We've now had a 15-year anomaly. So there is no guarantee that interest rates will drop down to those super low levels.
So what do you think about that? There's no guarantee.
That's interesting, man. I thought it's almost like we just need to adjust then, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he's saying the past 15 years. That's like how long would you say people have been involved that we know have been involved in property? Like,
yeah,
in the past few years that people have been really, you know, getting involved. And now there's been a change. And now when the other batch of people are trying to get involved, it's like, yo,
this is the new norm for them.
Yeah, this is the new norm. But they're still thinking back, what, just five years ago, interest rates were a lot lower.
Yeah. That means Gen Z, they just have to get used to it.
That's the problem. And I think from a buy-to-let perspective as well, would you say... that's going to be a big problem.
It is a problem, you know.
Is it eating into your profits?
Yeah, the amount of people, obviously we're deal sourcing all the time. The amount of people that we deal source properties for, and midway through the process now, they just said, I'm going to have to pull out. We've had it quite a lot of times now.
Numbers aren't stacking.
Either a mortgage product that was offered before has been pulled away, or they're just looking at the numbers again. This is not attractive, you know. Like, at the end of the month, I'm probably making like £200-300, like, before it went in that four.
They're investing like 40-50k.
40-50k for that return, does it really
it's
make sense?
Not like even after a few years, it's not really the best investment, is it?
But what I would say is that this is getting offset by rental. Mm-hmm. So although interest rates are getting high, that same amount is getting high, like it's going up.
Yeah.
The tenants having to pay that. So
yeah, but I guess the problem with that is a lot of people are pushing back and saying, oh, landlords are raising rents and it's not fair.
Landlord, more rights are getting taken off them.
Are they going to rent somewhere?
My obviously response to that is that the problem is interest rates are going up. Like, mortgage that was maybe £300 back in the days. Mm. Now you're paying double, £600. Your rent was £700. You're still eating £400 before. Mm. Now you're making a profit of £100.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable. And that doesn't account for like boiler damage and all of those kind of things. So it's tough, man.
It's tough.
All right, let's carry on.
Now that is not the same as me saying they won't, but you can't say they must. And many people say to me, when they go, well, there's no when. It is only an if. And so I tend to think the best thing you can do is look at your own finances. If there's a fix out there that you can afford, and I know many people won't be able to, and it gives you surety that you know exactly what you're going to pay, and that surety is most important to you than fix. If you've got room to pay the variable rates for a few months, then you might want to do that. But there is...
Yeah.
See, that's it. Like, he's basically saying, stay in your own lane, first of all. He's saying, stay in your own lane. And he's saying, like, listen, there's no guarantee.
Do you know what he's saying? Don't be entitled.
Yeah.
It has to go back down. Yeah, what? Man was paying 3% before. How dare not go back down? Like, so it's literally, we have been like smoke, basically, over the past few years.
But I do like what he's saying, because he's not saying stop. Mm. He's saying, look at your own situation. If you're able to do it, why not do it? If you're able to do it and be comfortable, like maybe you're able to pay for these things and you still got enough left over to live a simple, okay life for the time
being.
That's
difficult, you know, these days. I think that, you know, you're going to see a lot more people. We had it recently. We had someone trying to sell a £1 million home through us. And, you know, back in the day, because the interest rates were low, they could afford to be in a luxury house. Now they're thinking, I have to downsize. I've got to sell this thing. Unless you're willing to be like humble yourself, you're going to just kind of struggle sometimes.
No, it's not easy, man, because one thing he said as well, he said, if you can afford to kind of go into a variable rate for now until we see what happens in a few months, then go ahead with it.
Bro,
I got offered a variable rate the other day, 9%.
9%.
I said, cool. I said, cool. So obviously the alternative is fixing and at 5.7%.
I had the same thing as well. There's one buy to let I have, and it's just, I just let it go onto the variable rate because I thought, I don't want to fix shit. I might be looking to refinance, etc. I didn't know that the the drummer, and the property was empty as well. Like, I had someone leave, so I had to, all of a sudden, I was like, rah, like, I was playing a little change on this now, almost double. Like,
it's one of them ones where variable rate is good. Like, benefits of it are that if you try to, like, remortgage, then you're not charged the early retention, and then what else is, like, give me another benefit.
Just flexible, isn't it? Like, you should buy you more time to make a decision.
It just buys you some more time. So if you are able to, then you got that flexibility to do a bit more. But obviously that's expensive. You're hearing 9%, 10%. Like, you got to really factor these things in. So 100%.
But man, if you've got nothing else to say, I guess in the comments, let us know your thoughts about the interest rates.
Yeah, what's everyone doing?
What's everyone doing? Because if you can fix at a decent rate now, I would just say go. I 100%. Mean,
but then would you
I'm
fix
not
for
a financial advisor.
We're not financial advisors. Would you fix for 2 or 5 years?
In this climate, I'll fix for 5.
Yeah.
Cameraman's nodded too.
Every time I'm always saying two.
But what's a good interest rate at this point? Like, what would you take?
5.5, I'm happy with. 5.5, I'm happy with.
That's bad.
That's just based on experience. What I'm seeing right now is, like, if I say a 4, that's like, goal, that's like, what's the catch?
It is.
I see 4.5, what's the catch? But right now, if I see 5.5, let me not even bother. Let me know, because 6 is like the norm.
And it's even affecting not only rentals and stuff like that, but also refinancing.
Because obviously they look at, the banks will look at affordability when it comes to, when they're doing the stress checks and stuff like that. Back in the days, let's say, you know, you could afford the either afford a property from, if it was a buy to let, for instance, the rent you're getting for it is big enough to kind of cover your mortgage and also a bit more kind of thing. But now, interest rates have gone up, the bank's saying, you can't cover it, so we can't even give you the mortgage. That's a problem.
Bro. So, like, I feel from one property, they actually said to me that I need to basically get higher rent or mortgage. And sometimes you can only remortgage at a minimum amount as well.
So it's like
there's a lot of stipulations now that I never really saw before.
Yeah, it's mad for real though, because like, even with you getting a higher rent or whatever, more time they want proof. Like, let's say, because you know the way we move, innit? We normally try and get rent a little bit above market rate or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But when the surveyors come, they base it on
what comparables,
unless you have tenancy agreements and stuff. But it's
a difficult time right now, man. But everyone, hold tight, man.
Hold tight, let's ride the wave, man.
Yeah, man, we'll be fine.
Stay in your lane, remember that as well.
Stay in your lane.
Well, that's it, yeah.
So let us know your comments, let us know what you're saying as well for your interest rates or your mortgages, that how you're looking at approaching it, and what your thoughts are as well.
Cool.
Peace.